What's going on, peeps? Today, we're going to talk about keys to good habits, why they're so important to success. Plus, we're also going to touch on voter fraud. I know they're not really related, right? Or maybe they are. And we're also going to talk about why it's so important to vote in person. All this, plus your chance to win 1,000 Monarch tokens. So stick around. It's going to be a great one. I will be right back. Hey, peeps. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right. So now that that's out of the way, let's get into this. What is going on, crypto family? How is everybody doing? Make sure to let me know in the comments below. I try to answer as many as I possibly can. Now today, before we kind of jump into more self-improvement videos that the fam has asked me to cover, I wanted to kind of talk about voter fraud. And it's a good thing that I don't live in California, right here. Gruesome the Fuhrer Newsom, the governor of California, could possibly hit me with a misdemeanor and a fine for simply reading and speaking out, you know, about the news that we all consume. So I don't want to go into all the dozens of different examples and that people already cite out there, like you see in New York and New Jersey, but rather what Project Veritas just recently uncovered on Saturday. It appears that there is rampant mail-in ballot and absentee ballot and ballot harvesting and even in-person voting fraud going on there. And it looks like that Ilhan Omar, the Congress lady there of Minnesota, and others, what they got, it looks like they got caught, you know, straight up. It looks like they got caught on tape. And, you know, what you see in this video, what they kind of disclose, is going to have you questioning every election that's happened for decades. And I mean everywhere.
Well, I want to be part of this investigation because of ongoing election fraud that we feel that we should bring to the attention of everyone. Therefore, chances are we can do something about it.
Who's the one filling out the absentee ballots for you? People who work with, like Ilhan Omar and other candidates, work for them.
Take, for instance, California. Do you know anybody who would do a better job and that you've probably seen on the ballot that would do a better job than, say, Feinstein or Waters or Schiff or Pelosi or Newsom? And that's just California, right? After you see what Project Veritas kind of discloses, it's going to have you questioning the entire process, I guarantee it, especially mail-in voting of all kinds. In-person voting is clearly the best, as long as there's like representatives from both sides present to ensure that there's no like coercion or pressure, I guess, on the voters to vote a certain way. In Texas, for instance, it appears that the Biden campaign in Travis County, Texas, may have tampered with over 700,000 ballots alone in that one county, I'm going to leave a link for you below where you can read about it. And again, there are people being arrested all over the place for voter fraud. You may not see this on Fox or MSNBC or CNN, but it's in the other alternative medias, and you can find these people are getting arrested for voter fraud. And, you know, this should be very important to you, regardless of what party you're with. Why? Because you want your vote to count. I know I do. That's why that, you know, one of the reasons why I'll be voting in person, and I hope that you do as well, if you're able to, right? You know, there are so many crooked politicians in office, you know, in offices all over, from dog catcher to you name it, all the way up, right? And it's on both parties, all right? And I've got a huge suspicion that many of these people didn't get there by our votes. They got there due to money. They got there due to power. They got there due to fraud. And if you watch this Project Veritas video and check out the link to the Biden Texas allegations, I think you're going to be thinking this along those same lines as well. So, all right, enough talk about the future of our republic and how important it is to vote in mail. or vote in person, not by mail. Yeah, again, yeah, vote in person, not by mail, right? Now, let's talk about you. Yeah, let's talk about you. And let's cover some of the remaining takeaways from the book, The Power of Full Engagement by Jim Lohr and Tony Schwartz, all right? In this last video, it's gonna be a little bit shorter, but just as important for reaching high levels of productivity. So with that, you know, out of the way, let's go ahead and jump into this video right here. How are you at facing the truth? You know, they say that one important thing in life is having the courage to evaluate the truth that we believe in. Many times we fail to acknowledge things, you know, to ourselves, and we end up acting these things out kind of subconsciously of sorts. One example is assuming that our view on life is the truth, all right? And everyone else is simply wrong. We see this a lot nowadays, especially, you know, in politics and social media. Lots of people assume that if someone doesn't, you know, agree with them, they must simply be an idiot, right? I think it's fair to say that, you know, during most election years, the typical politics, debates, and arguments people get into usually kind of tend to have this type of outcome, right? Someone's right, someone's wrong. Nobody's got an open mind. I personally believe that we can learn something from anyone if we keep our minds open. Who knows? Maybe something that someone says, you know, might actually change your mind and beliefs about something. You'll never know if you keep, you know, if you stay kind of closed off from anything that, you know, might make you evaluate what you believe in and this actually goes to everything in life, not just politics, right? You gotta keep an open mind, listen to both sides of sorts. So the next thing that's discussed in the book is the importance of positive rituals in life. Specifically, we're gonna talk about the three keys to designing rituals. The keys are, number one, they have to have specific steps like A, B, C, D, all that kind of stuff, right? You can even write down how long each step it kind of takes you, so this way you know how long it's going to take to do each ritual, all right? You know, the second key is that the ritual needs to start at the same time or have the same trigger every single day. So if you have a morning ritual, it can start at the same time every single day or be triggered when you get out of bed, for instance. You know, the third key is to design one ritual at a time. It's easy to get up and get all gung-ho and want to improve everything in your life all at one time, right? But this is gonna be too overwhelming. And you'll most likely end up quitting all of it, and then nothing is gonna change. Now, the reason we need these rituals is to automate successful habits in our lives. Willpower is simply a limited resource, and we can't rely on that to do all the things that we need to do. Routines, they kind of allow us to fit these things in without actually thinking about it once they actually become a habit. We discuss this in our Atomic Habits videos as well, if you remember. Now, to summarize, have the courage to evaluate what you actually believe in. And lastly, use the three keys to create rituals that automate positive habits to get you where you want to go. Now tell me, what are some of the rituals that you're going to do to create habits that you'd like to actually have? Let me know in the comments below. And also let me know what other videos and things you want me to cover there as well. And as always, thanks for watching. Make sure you hit that little subscribe button so that way you stay up to date with all the stuff we're doing. God bless you, love you, and make sure that you vote in person. Catch you on the next one. Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beatles shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beatles and his guests. Robert Beatles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beatles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beatles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. God bless you. Love you. And I'll catch you all in the next one.